wasn't on before.
Oh, yeah, I turned Lucy's off for a little bit.
Lucy was out.
Sorry.
Okay, so Foghat has performed in numerous venues in the area.
Yep.
I got a feedback.
Feedback.
There we go.
There it is.
Sorry.
Too much there Foghat. We go.
Carousel.
Carousel.
I don't remember the Carousel. Okay.
Carousel.
I think they might have been
at Baltus.
Baltus?
The Lost Sea?
Yeah, I think he was at the Lost Sea. That wouldn't be Baltus. It would have been after. It would have been after that. It had been Ron Boisard that had it. It was all ballroom music when it was Baltus, Earl Baltus.
Ballroom?
It was all ballroom?
Yep.
Jack's going to be in Vegas next week.
Jack.
All right. So are you going to win some money?
He's got plenty.
Not after he gets back from Vegas.
Yeah, he's going to double it.
He's
going to triple it.
He's going to double it.
I'm okay with that.
This is the best time of the year.
It is good time.
No, it is the best time. First of all, when you have a day like today, or a day like this week in general, it just puts a smile on your face.
Awesome. Oh, yeah.
Rocker, you got a smile on your face?
There is a 500 people walking. This town is loaded with walking.
So my wife and me has been on a mile and a half walk last two nights. Well,
nice.
Yeah. So my calves are shot.
Dead.
Mile and a half is pretty good walk.
Yeah. I stopped and talked to your mother-in-law.
Did you?
Yeah. God love her. Ronnie's come out.
Did Ronnie K come out?
Looks good.
He's getting better, I think.
Yep. Oh, man. Great guy. Ronnie K. Get feeling better.
Yep.
He's had a lot of issues with his foot, right?
Any procedure he has is... something's wrong with it.
Really?
Yeah.
Kind of like Rocker. Anything happens, something is wrong. The hell was that?
We got a monster just went through town.
Big I think that was a motor, by. Little motor scooter, little that moto Guzzi.
That was a loud one.
That was a moped.
Scooter. So when you get a day like today, what do? Does it change the weather? Change your life any?
Not much.
Nope.
So what time you get up in the morning?
Today it was. About 7:30.
7:30, wow. And then you shower, shave?
Well, one of those, yes.
Yeah. And then?
I'm pretty sure the listeners don't want to hear about that.
And then when you go uptown, what's your game plan? You go get the mail?
Bank.
After 10.
Lunch, and then back home, and then back up for the office for the night shift.
Night shift? So you.
This is part of the night shift, by the way.
Night shift.
This is part of the night shift. Jack, what time you get up now that you're retired?
4 to 11.
First of all,
early bird.
You text at midnight anymore.
I know.
Your hours
I'm a night owl.
So is that what you, and then you get up to sleep in?
Well, I usually wake up about 7:30.
What about you, Spencer?
It's different all the time.
Is it?
Yeah.
So do you have, what's going on here? There we go. So do you have?
I had rockers turned up so we could hear Jack better.
So you wake, how many days a week you work?
I do calps on Mondays and Tuesdays. I get up at 6 o'clock those days.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then the other days I set my alarm for 8 and almost never sleep that late.
Mm-hmm. 8 o'clock, but you're always up.
Yeah.
How about you?
Sometimes.
How about you? You an early bird?
I always have 6:30. Something going on.
6:30.
Yeah, when I work.
And then when you ain't working?
Sleep.
You're a sleeper?
Yeah, sleep, baby.
And then you have no trouble?
No.
I can't sleep. Like, my time change this week, I am completely...
That's the worst.
I've never in my life had any problem with the time change. Mm.
I've never either. This is new for me.
This one's getting you?
Huh. Yeah.
I took a pee at 4 o'clock the other day, and I didn't go back to sleep.
Couldn't do it?
That's terrible. You just sit there and bag and think, and it's like, I don't go to sleep.
I never have any trouble with the time change, but I think it's because you said something last week about it, and now you have screwed me up.
Got him timed.
I have no problem with that. I'm just glad I could help.
Timed him out.
I ain't happy with it.
I always set my clocks on Saturday afternoon, and don't worry about it.
I know. You always have that. You always put that on Facebook, and everybody's like, Neil, shut the hell up. It's not that simple. Neil, so just change it in the afternoon. Nobody
knows. It is that simple.
No, it's not. Not everybody is wound like you.
Yeah.
So,
but
you're growing a beard.
So, yeah.
I like it.
Well, we'll see.
Are you going to grow one?
Yeah, I'm going to see how it turns out. It's only a weekend.
John Ben beard, or you think?
Well, yeah, no, it won't be that big. But I'm going to see how it turns out. I had one 50 something years ago, so I liked it a lot.
And
had to shave it when I did.
Full beard, or just
So who would be like if you would say the top five beards in 40 Cover history? I mean, John Ben has to be up there.
Noggle.
The
big one.
Gene Noggle had to handle
Yeah, the daddy. Yeah. Daddy Gene.
Gene had a great.
That was awesome.
That was
incredible.
Best. Yeah.
And Jack Himmelgarn had the mountain man beard, and his was really good. No,
he didn't win best beard. He wasn't happy about it either.
Really?
I think I was.
I wasn't happy about it.
You voted on it? Mm. Nice job. He's gonna kill you.
Yeah, been haunting me ever since.
I'm a beard. I think I would like
beard.
I wish I could grow a beard.
Really like beard.
It looks like you can.
I mean, I'm pretty mean, burly.
Burly.
But I got my blood work done. I got low testosterone. Uh-oh. Did I tell you that last week?
Yeah.
Huh? Low T.
You gotta get some.
What's that mean? I got no hair on my body. So does that mean
you're smooth, baby?
Huh?
You're peanut butter smooth.
No, I'm serious. I don't have a hair on my ass. I don't have my legs are completely bald. What's that mean?
Believe it or not, we are not scientists, and we are not approved to.
Well, Marty Brenneman has a commercial on WLW where guys with low T can go to this place.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
It takes an injection.
Ooh.
That's the only way to truly add testosterone is through shots.
Shots? I'm out.
Yep. And there's a lot of places that are talking about
fireball. I'm
low T, and if the thing doesn't
shot a fireball.
Fireball then.
If the procedure doesn't work, it's free.
How about those pills that Frank Thomas sells?
Mm. Yeah, he does. What's his sell?
Testosterone.
Frank Thomas. What's his pill? We need to have, so you had Lucy Stogler up here talking literature.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we've had other people, Jack brings them in to talk stuff that they're experts on.
Yeah.
We need to have a men's, like have a Doc Hosbach or somebody comes in.
About getting older.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It'll be our biggest ratings ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, because all of the people who really care will be asleep by 8 o'clock.
Or dead.
Yeah, they can't stay up past our
They're all dead.
Or they're dead.
But they can listen in the archives next morning at 6 a.m.
We are going to have a men's talk show.
Yeah, health.
Men's health.
Over 50.
I'll talk to Doc Hosbach and see if he
men's health
either
over
he wants
50.
To do it or knows something.
And here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to get a colonoscopy in this office.
Oh, no. No, not in this office.
Garden hose. Let's stick her in there.
Not in this office, you.
We're all going to get it done.
No, we're not.
I've already done mine.
I'm 60. I had mine at 50. I had 10 years, so I got to do it.
You're ready.
I'm due to you.
You do?
Yeah.
You think we can get it done up here?
Not with me in the building, but talk to Chuck, maybe.
Schedule for Thursday, Wednesday night.
Oh,
we got to do the prep.
Oh, with prep.
Those toilets are not set up for us on that prep.
I only have two.
Could be trouble.
And one of them's got problems.
We are having, I'm going to have a colonoscopy up here if we can get somebody to do it.
I'm not sure what's involved with a colonoscopy, but we do have some examination rooms, but they're filled with Chuck's equipment.
This used to be a doctor's office.
Yeah. Yeah. It isn't anymore.
It could be.
Couple of sheets.
Blowout up here.
This is going to be big. This is bigger than the gala.
I doubt it.
Wow.
Huh?
I doubt it.
We got to start thinking about our health.
Are we going to YouTube that?
We're YouTube, whatever. I am not scared to show my body.
We can pick out.
Well, I'm scared to look at it.
Well, you pick out how many times you're going to fart afterwards.
Oh, my God.
Well, it can't be more than he does now.
Last Wednesday was unbelievable.
The nurses that you'd have that be volunteering to participate.
First of all, Fort Recovery has 300 nurses in it.
Oh, we got that.
Yep.
And if you go to the Coldwater Hospital.
When I get a Coldwater Hospital, I get
it's unbelievable.
They're all there.
Yeah, and you know every one of them.
You're sitting there naked. Hey, V, how you doing?
And there's plenty of them over in Portland.
How you doing?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It's incredible.
It is. Every woman in Fort Recovery has seen me naked. A lot of them.
I can't believe they still live here.
I'm just telling you, if you go to Coldwater Hospital, there you are, and there I am.
Yep,
in my birthday suit.
It's incredible.
Most of them are pretty impressed.
Yeah.
Nice. But you're still alive.
Walk by Clavin. Nice job, Bob.
That I'm still alive.
And that gown doesn't help you either.
No, I hate the gowns.
Gowns are terrible.
First of all, they give you a medium gown. It just covers one cheek of your ass, and then there you sit.
The rest
and then
of you just hanging out.
And I got no hair, so like I told you, just smooth, bare butt.
Smooth butt.
You got hair on your butt?
Yes, but... There again, we just lost half our audience.
There goes the other half of the audience.
Hey, it is March Madness.
Madness.
I don't think that's what it's about.
Buckeyes lost. 77-70.
They done.
They're dead.
They gone.
Did they lose too?
Dead meat.
Who?
Iowa.
Iowa.
Iowa got them.
Gosh, your question.
Mm-hmm.
What time did you go to bed last night?
Time did I go to bed last night?
Yep.
I got to think about that.
9.
No?
I went to bed at 8:38.
Did you really?
Like 10:30. I made
got 10:30. Up at 7.
What time did you go to bed last night?
I slept 10 and a half hours.
Did anybody see Tyrese Halliburton's shot to win the game last night?
Somebody did, I'm sure. Not any of us. But
that was the greatest shot, the greatest play.
A four-point play.
A four-point play at the horn. Well, I think there's like 3 seconds left. They're down 3. I bet Milwaukee, money line, $190.
Oh, no.
They're up 3. Pacers have the ball with 5 seconds to go. So they got to hit a 3 to tie it.
No, they'd still be down 1, right?
No, they're down 3.
Oh, down 3, okay.
They throw it to Halliburton. They run this play where everybody lines up the other end.
Mm-hmm.
They all take off in dead sprint, crisscrossing. Here comes Halliburton, catches it. Shoots a fadeaway 40-footer at the buzzer, gets fouled by Giannis, and swishes it.
And makes it. Did he make the free throw?
And he made free throw, and I lost $190.
Thanks a lot.
It was 190 to win 370.
Oh, that's a bad beat.
So then Will, who is a huge Pacer fan,
yeah,
calls me up. Grandpa, did you see that awesome shot? And I wanted to kill him because I was rooting for more.
Well, no, but then you can tell him, just because you're rooting for that, you get no ice cream at the Fort Recovery Dairy tomorrow when they open up.
Dairy Queen opens tomorrow.
Tomorrow, get ready.
When they open up.
I'll pick you up. We're going?
Sure. You'd have had an extra $200 to buy ice cream cones for the kids.
What's your go-to milkshake?
I'm always chocolate.
You're plain Jane? What about you?
Hot fudge marshmallow.
No. Marshmallow's
the greatest. Greatest.
I'm a hot fudge guy myself. What about you?
Milkshake? I like chocolate.
Chocolate.
Jack?
A Heath Blizzard.
No, I'm out.
That's not a milkshake, but I love Heath Blizzards.
I do like Heath Blizzards.
Never had one.
Butterfingers.
Oh, you can't imagine how good that is.
Really?
But if you get one at actual Dairy Queen, they're $28.
We don't care.
We absolutely don't.
When you get our age, it don't matter what it costs.
My problem is I can't have ice cream anymore.
Kills you?
Yeah.
Farting?
I'm in the middle of the night just screaming, going crazy.
It affects your head?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
So that's why they call it ice cream.
At night, I'm screaming.
Ice cream.
We all scream for ice cream.
Lots.
Huh?
He screams a lot.
I love ice cream.
Is it the brain freeze or
what? No, I go berserk.
Anymore.
Huh?
I can't eat peanuts anymore.
Why?
I just ate some.
I wake up, my stomach starts going crazy on me.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I can't eat barbecue, anything barbecue, like barbecue beef.
Yep.
You might as well call squad 3 in the morning.
Squad?
Yeah. I mean, my heart's racing. I got sweats.
I don't have any problem with that, but my heart
burns. Coming out of my...
anything that's sort of spicy after 4 o'clock, I can't eat it. Especially since I'm doing Ozempic and everything.
I just went to 10.
Digest very
Brick
slow.
Street.
Yep.
Spicy fingers.
Yeah, you're done
tonight.
That's why we need to have...
They're probably going to say, don't do that.
I'm going to text Doc Hossbach.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can have him whenever you... I don't have anything set in stone for Insight. I have several of them that we're going to have on, but nobody's set in stone that they have to be
Jack,
this particular time.
It's going to be a 2-hour starting at 7. It's going to run Men's Health Show.
Yeah, so whenever you like set it up, if it's next week or 2 weeks or 4 weeks...
Yeah, we're going to have it.
Yep. We don't want to have it like the night before or the week of when we go to the state baseball tournament again.
That's bad?
Well, we'd want to be talking about baseball that night.
Probably should. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. So, but that's 2.5 months away, so.
We got time. Well, we're going to get a men. We're going to have a men's health show.
Yep. I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
And maybe we ought to have a women's health show, too, but we don't care.
No. Women's would be good, too. Yes, we could do a back-to-backer. But
yeah.
We'd have to get somebody in here that could.
Bev. No. I mean.
We can do it. We talk to them.
Yes. Let us diagnose what's really wrong with it.
There it is. We are going to have two
you
great.
You need more sacks. You need more sacks.
Yeah. This is going to be a couple of high rating TV radio shows.
What's your solution? Well.
Yep. I think it'd be great.
Could be.
Hey, we don't have to have Hossbach. He don't know nothing.
Oh, really?
No, we can do it.
Huh?
Oh, God. Two guys with cell phones Googling stuff. That ought to be.
I do need my colonoscopy.
Gotta get her done.
Yep. Have you? You said you've had one?
I had one last year.
I think I remember that.
Yeah.
You like it?
Like it?
like it?
I was awake
for
about half a second.
Put a 5-foot up your ass. I don't like it.
The prep is the worst part, but now I think it's better than when
I get it better?
Yeah, mine went pretty fast. Yeah.
I can't believe they can't make that better somehow.
Yeah, I was mowing. I took the drink, and then I started mowing the yard, and I was about... And next thing I know...
Nothing like a little bouncing around.
No, right through. I could went right through a screen door.
But I don't think they suggest you drink it as fast as I did.
Did you down it?
Chugged it.
I downed that sucker. I wanted to get it over with.
Yeah.
It's probably not a good idea.
By 8:30, however...
You got rid of her.
Oh, yeah. But thankfully.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. But
where it came from.
But thankfully, I got that new bathroom I can be proud of.
There you go.
You know, Jerry Kalp would be good. Yeah. He knows shit stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, Jerry
knows stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. We can get him.
Jerry Kalp and Doc Hossbach, Men's Health Show.
Yep. I like it.
Maybe you can ask him about that erectile dysfunction drug.
I don't have any trouble with that.
No troubles.
No, not yet.
What did you just say? You know, I got low testosterone?
I do, but it doesn't mean my pecker can't get...
Pecker's still good?
Yep.
That's good.
I mean, I'm just saying, it doesn't...
It works.
Low Problem testosterone it. Doesn't mean you can't, right, function?
No, but it...
Not full force. You're half flag.
Somebody who's having trouble with that.
Half mass.
You're half flag. Yeah, you're a little higher.
I'm not half mass.
Yeah, we get your testosterone up. Shoop. Up you go.
Shoop.
Shoop.
Wait, shoop. That makes a lot more noise than mine does.
Yeah. This is going to be a big show.
Huge show.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So much for sports talk.
No, we got
it's sort of like talk. Sports. It, you know, like guys get naked in the locker room, I guess.
No, I mean, it's kind of slow right now. We got March Madness coming up. We got Madden's Players coming. Championship, golf. Ooh. One of my favorite tournaments.
Kentucky Derby.
That's about 6 weeks away.
It is 180.
It's spring.
Yeah. Well, it's not spring yet.
Turns mic off.
Feels like
turns
it.
Turns mic off.
No, no.
Huh?
He's out.
Maybe I'm going to turn yours off.
There you go. Hey, Kentucky Derby.
First Saturday in
baseball.
May.
Baseball. We're about to get baseball, boys.
And
the Reds are like 16 days away.
There's a really good tradition. The first Saturday in May is the Kentucky Derby and a doubleheader in baseball with Rushi.
That's
happened the last 10 years in a row.
Rushi's going to win state this weekend, right? Or is this weekend a girls' state?
This weekend is a girls' state.
Okay, and then if all next weekend's boys' state.
Yep, they have
a semifinal game. Fort Army plays who?
The girls or
girls?
Yeah, Columbus girls? I don't know. Let me see if I can.
Who beat Minster? I thought Grove beat Minster.
I think they did.
I think they did.
So they play state title.
Yep.
In D7.
Yeah,
and then D6 is.
Is that Fort Laramie?
No, they're D7.
They're D7.
So, let's see. Division 6, Final 4 is Rootstown versus Beverly Fort Fry. Columbus
we
Grove.
We played Fort Fry in football.
No, that's already been. That one's already done. So, it'll be Rootstown versus Columbus Grove.
Okay.
And that is tomorrow. No, that's Saturday. And then. That is the state championship.
They're all state championships.
Yeah, for the girls.
Yeah.
And then the boys is...
Did Mr. get beat?
This weekend, yeah, their girls got beat. This weekend's no boys basketball.
But they're doing the semifinals.
No boys basketball.
Doing the semifinals.
They still got to get to the... They got one more. They got at least one more.
They had the semifinals, Bobby.
Oh, that's right. Friday is BG. There's a doubleheader at BG.
Yep.
Marion versus.
Yeah, let's see
who
here.
Play.
Delvis got knocked out.
Delvis is out. Arlington.
I'm pretty surprised. So it is Maria Stein versus Colonel Crawford.
Colonel. That can be one guy.
And then Kirtland versus Woodsfield Monroe Central.
Hey, Monroe Central's in
Division
Indiana.
Six.
That's Indiana.
Yeah, it is. I drove
They're
by the school.
They're still in.
Monroe Central?
Yes. Yeah, they won their sectional.
So is... Really?
And there's a team that won their sectional in Indiana that has a lady coach.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, heard on Rob Weaver.
Yep.
Bobby Day.
Yep. And in Division 6, it is Rushi versus Arlington tomorrow. Saturday, Friday.
D7.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's at Bowling Green. And Willoughby Cornerstone Christian versus South
Cornerstone
Webster.
Cornerstone Christian.
Will be the game before that also.
I think Cornerstone Christian has the all-time leading score in high school basketball history.
Really?
Yeah, he just broke the record. Diebler's?
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, 3,300.
3,000.
That's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points. That's 3,000 points.
That's
if you started when you're a freshman, that's 750 a year.
That's a lot. How about Marion Local?
30 points a game.
Marion Local, they win everything.
How good is they? What kind of a run are they on? Is it bull crap luck or is it unbelievable? How is it?
It's called a dynasty.
They're hitting their stride.
Football, yeah.
They're on a roll when it counts, just like we were in baseball.
No, this is every sport.
Well,
they're there every year and everything.
And
track.
Yeah,
football.
They're incredible in track.
If they beat us last year in baseball, who knows?
Yeah,
they could have won
the district final.
Yeah,
and they got everybody back from last year's baseball team.
Coach Guttemiller, I asked him. I said, "So how's your how's things going with your basketball stuff? Have you still waiting for some of the football guys?" He says, "Not very many of our basketball guys play football."
Yeah.
That's crazy. You know, usually you have 10 athletes that do everything and they're great. And then he's got, you know, 500 people on the football team. And then there's 10 guys that on the basketball team that don't play football.
It is
great.
An incredible run of athletes.
Unbelievable amount of athletes. They're all the same, too.
Yeah.
They're clones. They're all 6'2", 180 pounds.
And they'll knock your head off.
And they will all knock your head off.
They're all built like Rocker.
Mm-hmm.
Built like the Rock.
Yep. Like a rock.
It's the most annoying headset. It's like somebody's pounding. Every time I move my ears.
Well, just take that one off, put the other set on.
Can you guys hear it?
Nope.
You don't hear that noise?
Nope, that's in your head.
Maybe.
It's all in your head.
You want to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break. Come back and talk some more dumb stuff like dumb stuff.
Sports Talk presented by Rocker. Who we presented by? You don't need a headphone on.
I'm going to go with Ford Cover Insurance.
Okay, that's a good one.
Okay.
Try again.
He does
Wayne A.J.?
Yes, sir. Right.
I was thinking...
The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson.
Well, no, I was thinking the Ford Cover Dairy. Since they're opening tomorrow.
Dairy tomorrow.
They open tomorrow.
They do open
11 a.m.
11 to 8.
11 to 8.
So get up early.
Yep. Back in a minute.
Yep.
Lent is here and Wayne IGA has you covered. Stop by their deli for some of their famous freshly fried fish. You can get dinners with two sides or buy it by the pound. Call ahead at 375-2865 for larger amounts. They'll have their fish in the deli every Friday all the way through Lent. And check out their frozen foods section for their fish, shrimp, and even more meatless Lent options. Let Wayne IGA make your Friday dinners easy this Lenten season. Just stop by their deli and pick up what you need.
Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Business owners and farmers, are you concerned with the economy and where things might be headed? That's why it's important to be thinking about your 2024 and 2025 operating monies. Come see our newest addition, my son Tyler and I, for the best value in the market. Because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice to have a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See us for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. Fort Recovery High School baseball team is having a barbecue chicken dinner on Saturday, April 12th, and you can pick up the dinners from 11 to 1 at the new baseball facility. The varsity baseball team will be playing the Ansonia Tigers, and our Lady Indians will be playing the Jay County Patriots that day, with both games starting at 11 a.m., so bring the family out to the games that day and enjoy the barbecue chicken and the baseball and softball games. The tickets for the chicken dinners are just $10 each, and you get a half a chicken from Wendell's Barbecue, plus applesauce, chips, and a roll. If you're not going to the games, you can just drive through and pick them up. You can contact any of the high school baseball players for tickets, and you can also get them by contacting Wendell's Barbecue at 375-4074. Don't miss out on the baseball team's barbecue chicken dinners this year, available on Saturday, April 12th from 11 to 1 during their home baseball game with Ansonia and the girls' home softball game with Jay County.
Shane.
I'm Ava Greasy.
And I'm Emma Will. And we're having a raffle, and all the prizes are cash. $100, $200, $300, $400, and the grand prize of $500 cash.
We'll draw the winners at our first home softball game, scheduled for Thursday, March 27th, and you don't need to be present to win. The tickets are just $10 each, and you can get them from any of our players or coaches.
Don't miss this chance to help out our Lady Indians softball team and take home some cash.
That's the Lady Indians softball team's cash raffle. Tickets are on sale now from any of our players or coaches, and we'll be giving away $1,500 in cash at our first home game scheduled for Thursday, March 27th.
Good luck, and we appreciate your support.
People customize and save.
Well, I was trying to get a song on and it went to. It wasn't on there.
Yeah.
That isn't what I wanted either.
The Bee Gees.
Huh?
Hate disco.
Da-da-da-da. Come on, Neil. Shake it, baby.
There you go.
Your rock's got it going.
Let's see if we can make this one happen.
Shady aftermath. We in the club all 5 minutes.
That is not it.
How about this one? How about you got a little, here's one I like. You ready?
I'm trying.
How about, you got any free?
All right now?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, I bet. Come on, I like that song.
Yep.
Here we go. This is our new theme song.
This might be our song.
Let's hear how it sounds.
We're interviewing songs right now.
Yeah.
See if we can get one without a commercial first.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
One hit wonder.
Well, sort of.
No, I don't believe. There's two.
It was.
Was for that group.
Yeah. But
you want to bet me on that?
She's well. Here's. Okay, we're going to look it up in the book here, what the top 40s they had.
What is it, man?
A lot of Fs.
Oh. No Fs.
Free, All Right Now was their only hit, but Paul Rogers was the leader of that group.
All right.
Paul Rogers also
went on.
Started Grand Funk Railroad.
Grand Funk Railroad.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yep. There you go.
Yep. Same guy. Same guy. But yeah, had to look up the thing to see what his name was because I forgot what it was.
I seen them in concert, Grand Funk Railroad, in Noblesville.
Awesome.
Weren't too bad.
Now, is Ted Nugent free?
No. Ted Nugent was Amboy Dukes.
Boy Dukes?
Amboy.
Amboy Dukes.
Amboy Dukes.
Never heard of that one.
No.
Yeah, everybody just says Ted Nugent, but his backup group, like Tom Petty, who's his backup group.
Heartbreakers?
Yep, most people don't even know that.
Heartbreakers.
Yep, just Tom Petty. So
we did.
That's, yep.
In love.
So that's some.
And Ted Nugent was also in Damn Yankees.
Damn Yankees.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, wait a minute. I'm going to look this up.
I think that's correct. I know there's a bunch of guys in Damn Yankees, but what you got there, Bobby?
We got to get Carrie and girls are about ready to start, ain't they?
Yeah.
Damn Yankees. The Amboy Dukes.
Damn Yankee Amboy Dukes.
What?
Ted Nugent.
Ted Nugent.
Okay. Oh, he was in both of those. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
He was also in Democracy.
Don't know that one.
Democracy.
Don't know that either.
Huh.
2006 to 2010. And hearing aid.
Huh?
Hearing aid.
I'll be damned. You know, it is kind of interesting to look back at some of that stuff. And I mean,
oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you're a music junkie, there's a lot of neat stuff out there.
Oh, my, yeah.
Yep, we are going to have, next week from Saturday is going to be the girls' first regular season game. They're going to be at Franklin Monroe, a doubleheader starting at 9 a.m.
Nice.
And Kurt Wendell is going to announce the 3, 4, 5, 6 girls' softball games.
Oh, his girl's getting up there, ain't she?
Right now, it's going to be just home games, but that can change. We'll see how it all goes. Mm-hmm. And so we got that kind of lined up. So
that's perfect.
I love it.
Yep. So we're going to have some girls' softball games if weather and other things cooperate, but we'll have to see how that all goes.
Baseball, we got a couple weeks to go, probably, yeah.
Yep. 31st, a week from this past month, 2 weeks from this past Monday. 31st. Yep, it's Salina. And let me see. I think it's there. I mean, you look at my. Yep, it's at Salina.
Classic games
at Salina, it's 5:30. The games we play with WBL are all 5:30, except there's one later in the season that's only a 5 o'clock game for some reason. But I think we have 3 or 4 WBL.
Oh, it's unbelievable!
About 30
we'll
degrees.
Play it.
Then
I
we'll
guarantee.
Play.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, they'll be playing on Montgomery Field. With
yep.
The,
yep.
They got new dugouts here.
Did they get some dugouts?
Yeah, I seen pictures of it yesterday.
Nice.
Dugouts at Montgomery Field.
Well, let's see. They built that whole new press box.
Yeah.
That was, and then we have our Masters show coming up.
Oh, the Masters.
Yeah, when is that? Is that late April?
April. Yeah, 18th, but Kirby's probably going to the Masters.
Yep.
So we may have to have it
pre-week ahead or something.
We'll see when he's leaving.
Yep, we got to make that one happen.
Yep.
That's always a fun one.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to bring John in.
Absolutely. John Elking. Kirby. Yeah.
There you go.
John
Elking.
Oh.
Yep. He's assistant pro.
He's back at the Elks.
That's good.
Yeah. Very good. We're happy.
Absolutely.
The Elks really has things going.
They do. What else we got going? Anything else?
Nothing I can think of.
Draft. Or not draft.
Draft, yeah. NFL draft.
Free agents.
Free agents is crazy right now. Brownies? Nothing.
Every day I hear somebody with the biggest contract in the history of football.
Unbelievable how much money they're giving away.
Well, they upped the salary cap. Each team can spend $280 million,
so they're going crazy.
So the Browns now rumored with Russell Wilson.
Really?
That's what I read tonight.
They talked about Cousins, and that kind of went away.
Yep.
So Russell Wilson, who was he with?
He's with Pittsburgh, but sounds like Aaron Rodgers might be going to Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, yeah.
Break his leg the first play.
Justin Fields going to Jets.
Jets,
yep.
Joey Bosa, Buffalo Bills.
A Bill, that's what I see. Yep. Will be fired up.
Absolutely.
Yak will be happy.
Although Joey's old.
29.
Is he 29?
Yeah.
I just said he's 35.
Yeah.
He's been in there forever.
He's been good for a while.
Yeah, he's good.
He was.
Yeah, Joey or Nick?
I forgot there's. Yeah.
The older one.
To me,
the older one is going to Buffalo, right?
Where's Nick at? Is he still with the 49ers?
No, that's Joey.
Joey's with the 49ers. Now he's with.
Nick's with San Diego Chargers. They had a picture of Buffalo, but he was in a uniform.
No, Nick's going to
Buffalo. Yeah, correct.
Now you got me screwed up.
I might have screwed you up. And I bet he is 35.
I think they're only 2 years apart, weren't they?
I don't know if they ever played together, did they? I can't remember.
You might be right.
They didn't play together at Ohio State?
If they did, it was a freshman senior, maybe.
Nick Bose is 27.
Nick's the young one. Joey's probably 20 or 30.
Joey start with Green Bay? Is that where he went?
I think he went to Chargers right out of the gate, and he's been there all the time.
Did one of them go to? Oh, that was the guy from Dayton with long blonde hair.
Mm.
25 years ago, nasty linebacker.
Oh,
got some more.
What's that?
Some Big Cat.
No. Who was the dude?
Who you talking about?
Who was the dude that...
The guy from Dayton that played for the Buckeyes had long blonde hair, and I think he went to Green Bay right off the bat.
Green Bay had... Who was that?
Oh.
I can't think of his name.
Who was the dude that...
Matthews?
No. Matthews.
Clay Matthews.
Clay Matthews' boy.
Yep.
Yeah, he went to Green Bay.
Joey Bosa is 29.
29.
His brother's 27.
27. So they did play together then.
Yep.
Well, I'll be damned.
No, he might have left after sophomore.
Well, that's probably
or he might not have been able to play since his brother was ahead of him. So, might have been one after that. But however it was, that's yep.
So I talked to Rob Hemmelgarten. He's going to be up here the 26th. That sound right?
Perfect.
Is that a Wednesday?
Yep, that's 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Down the 26th. Rock and Rob's going to be in.
That'll be good.
Yep, and then I think he's going to bring.
Is he bringing Benny? Yeah, perfect.
So we'll be able to
Ben.
We'll pick their brains.
Yep.
You're probably about due for Hal McCoy again, ain't you?
We'll talk to Hal before the season starts.
Yeah, we got to talk to him.
Yeah.
Either before or shortly after, or whatever.
Calling.
Whatever fits in.
Hell wagon.
I was texting him yesterday, asking what the Buckeyes got to do to get in. Win one for sure, and two, they're a lock, and
now they're done. Now they're toast.
Yep.
What if they win the Big Ten tournament?
They got beat.
That was it. They got
beat. Oh, that
was the first game.
They're out.
Oh, I was thinking that was until this weekend.
Now they're pumping gas at Swifties.
They're Swiftie pumping gas at the Swifties.
Swifty.
Taylor Swifty.
Taylor.
There.
Interesting.
Yep.
Oh my goodness. Anything else, Rock?
Let's see what we got coming up. Well, opening day. The Reds.
Reds are winning World
Series. Did they do much in the offseason?
Yes,
they did.
But I need more land. Couldn't keep this.
Well, don't bring shit up that you can't.
I'm trying to keep this dog and pony show going.
Mm. What Rocker's saying is Yankees are going to win the World Series, and he doesn't care who else has anything.
That ain't happening this year.
Garrett Cole. He lost Tommy John.
I think we're going to be in the bottom of the barrel this year.
You know better than that.
That'll give you everything.
Well, the boys ain't like the old man. The boys use the team as a task right off. Yeah, we get in there eventually, but we fold like a cheap accordion to World Series.
Nobody beats the Dodgers anyway. They have unlimited funds.
Dodgers, that's terrible. It's not even fair.
It's unbelievable.
How do they have unlimited funds if there's a salary?
Because they don't care about paying the tax. They'll just pay it, so they don't care.
$1 billion.
Because their TV revenue is so unbelievable.
Yep. Just like Cincinnati's.
Just like Shohei Ohtani.
Yep. Yeah.
Then now they get every Chinese, Japanese dude in the world.
Anybody that's good, yep.
Yeah, it's just a tough gig, boys. Baseball's, but it's popular. Yeah.
Okay, I got a question for you.
This better not be stupid.
No, this is actually good.
It's good.
Okay, we're going to
be
the
judge of that. We'll
1 to 10.
So, they're talking about Ichiro having more hits than Pete Rose. But what they don't tell you is that they count the Japanese years plus the MLB years.
Yeah, so why not? There's professional baseball.
No, but they shouldn't count the Japanese.
Why not?
Because it's not... Because Pete Rose didn't go to Japan.
No, but he... So what?
Donald Trump is going to make Pete Rose... He's going to get him in Hall of Fame.
He's going in Hall of Fame.
Yep.
You happy with that?
Is he actually doing that?
Well, he said.
I don't think he can say it's going to happen. But
he's going to rise from the dead to accept the.
Can we throw in the Tiger King too?
No, Tiger King's out.
Can't throw him in.
No.
Who's the Tiger King?
I never saw that nut job.
The guy on TV in the
old petting zoo, illegal petting zoo. By the way.
Mm-hmm.
And the gal he tried to knock off.
She hot?
No, not even close.
Not even close.
No wonder he wanted to kill her. Never mind. That was uncalled for.
The negatory Ghost Rider, the pattern is full.
Pattern's full.
You're unbelievable.
Ghost Rider.
Top Gun 1986.
We got to bring Breakfast with Bill back.
Well, you got to talk your brother into that one. He's knee deep in bird flu right about now, and
Rocker's willing and able.
He's ready.
Now, I don't know. Every time people say, "Well, you gotta bring that show back,"
mm-hmm.
I don't have no control over it.
Yep, you're in whenever Billy says he's in, right?
Just have like brunch with Rocker.
Brunch with Rocker.
Well, we could probably do that. I mean, you gotta have somebody here to. Run the operation, though.
I thought
run.
Chuck
just
was...
Just don't wing it.
Yeah, your winging sucked tonight.
Your winging was bad. We gotta get...
Bring your list.
We gotta have some notes.
There wasn't anything on the list this week.
I know. He's gotta make it.
He's gonna just make it up?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's what I was trying to do.
Celebrity birthdays. People had to be born this week.
Yep.
Two of them.
Wait, let's look them up right now. Celebrity birthdays. Who we got?
This will be good.
Celebrity Sam.
Sam, my daughter. Forgot all about it.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Sam.
Happy birthday, Sam. My goddaughter.
Well, he didn't forget all about it. He just didn't have her listed in with a pile of ridiculous celebrities. She's a local celebrity.
She's a local celebrity.
So mostly like the ones I usually plop out here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, she's not in that bunch of morons.
You are a moron.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I said the people he brings up are people we never heard of.
Like Dick Van Dyke and... Who was a TV icon.
Yep, he was.
Julie Andrews.
All right, you ready?
Yep. You haven't heard any of them, have you, Bob?
Yeah, here's some good ones.
Okay.
Danny Jones.
Danny Jones.
Oh, yeah. Never heard, I mean.
No. Danny.
Danny Jones?
Or is it D-A-N-I and he's a she?
Well, here's a couple you might know. James Taylor?
Yes.
James. Oh,
yeah. How old is he?
You got a friend.
78.
Is he 78?
Yeah.
How about Liza Minnelli? I mean...
Yes, she's still with us.
Liza?
Yeah.
Is she really?
Yeah.
100. She's got to be 100.
She's probably... 70, I'm going to say mid-80s.
How old?
Mid-80s, 83, 4, 5. 6. Probably not that. I'm going to say 83.
No, look it up.
Was she somewhere over there?
Well, you just read her name, didn't
they
it say?
They said their birthday, didn't say their age.
Well, that's a get a better app.
March 12th. That's the worst birthday.
James happened. Taylor, 77.
Oh, 77? Thought he was 78.
You just call out my name.
I wrote that song.
You did.
Nope. Liza Minnelli,
79.
I was a little high.
Yeah.
That song you just sang by, was it for James Taylor?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Carole King wrote it.
Absolutely.
Carole King.
Yep.
Tapestry.
Yep, that's the album.
Robin Thicke.
Yes, one-hit wonder.
Robin Thicke.
What song did he sing?
Blur Lines.
That's the one he got sued for stealing from somebody, isn't it?
Then that unfortunate dance with Miley.
All right, here's one for you today.
Yeah.
Al Jarreau.
He did the
is he a black guy?
From from New Orleans.
Bluesy guy.
He did the theme for Honeymooning.
Theme to Arthur.
No, that was Moonlight. That was Christopher Cross that did Arthur.
Arthur, you does as he pleases.
That was Christopher Cross.
Christy Cross. Chris Cross.
Yeah, I think my integrity, you know. Yeah, close it. Da da da.
Here's an Al Jarreau thing.
Sounds like Bill.
That's not gonna be the right one. I really like Al Jarreau's voice, he's done some pretty good stuff. But we keep getting commercials that
won't. Not nearly as good as Al Green.
Al Green.
Well, it depends on what you like.
Huh? The congressman?
No, the actual singer.
We're in this love together, is Al Jarreau?
Yep.
Yeah.
I love this song. Play this.
I got tired of him because it got played too much. But so this is Al Jarreau's Moonlighting. So theme for Moonlighting with
Let me hear.
What's
his name?
Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
And Sybil Shepherd.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, that's not it. How did it jump from one thing to another? Here's supposed to be Moonlighting. Yep. There we go.
All right, Jace, if you can humor me, man, I'm sure...
Nope, that's not it.
That's not it.
Just switch to something else.
We're human.
So Al Jarreau doesn't want to sing Moonlighting for us. Nope. Let's try it a different place.
Will we?
Yep.
Leave me alone. I hate you.
I told you, hey, my fault. The freeway was jammed. There was a big...
There we go.
That's Moonlighting?
Yep. Please. Not in the best part of it, but I had to jump from before there to just chit-chat.
He's got a good voice.
I remember the first...
Forgot a lot of...
Moonlighting was 40 years ago or whatever. It was... it debuted right after the Super Bowl. Yeah. And
they got that carryover?
Yeah, and we were sitting there watching it, and... whoever's in the Super Bowl. That was neat. Nice little party.
Yeah.
And we're just sitting there going, this is fucking incredible. Yeah. Pardon my language.
Right.
There's this guy we'd never heard of. This wisecracking smart ass.
Yeah.
And this beautiful lady.
Shepherd. Yeah. Shepherd.
It was.
That was good.
Hey, I want to hear.
I want you to play
this song. Ready?
I'll try.
How about Handyman, James Taylor?
I like it a lot better by the original. I don't like the
I don't like his version. Handyman.
I like Jimmy Jones.
Jimmy Jones dead. We can't sing it.
Well,
he made him drink the Kool-Aid, so he's out.
Jimmy Jones.
That's a different guy.
Same Jimmy Jones. Jimmy Jones.
Okay, you got a drum playing in the background.
Boom, 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 boom.
Well, rocker's heart.
I'm trying to get this to come up, and it just keeps going to something completely different.
I hear
music. Just changed to something else again. God, this is crazy. I hit play, and it goes to a different song.
Don't like your song selection.
So I hit Handyman, and...
Click
on a picture of Handyman, and this came up.
You gave my life to me.
See if I can make it come up this time. Try a different one. Third one. Nope, we're getting a commercial.
Commercial.
It'll disappear in a minute.
There, I got one.
Not how you would have done.
I got one.
Okay.
In my mind, I'm gone.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
It says it's Handyman. Carolina in my mind.
No, I'm playing that.
Oh, you are. Okay. Okay.
So you got Handyman on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah.
That's good.
You don't like this part of it?
I don't like this version of it. I like the original.
Hey, you like Handyman?
Yes.
Hey, baby.
Version. It's an awesome song.
It's the 50s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jim Jones.
Jimmy Jones.
Jimmy Jones. If I like that kind of music, that's a little bit before my. I can listen to like. Who's the Jersey Boys?
Frankie Valli?
Yeah. That's about my earliest like music.
Yeah. They're about the time of the Beatles.
Huh?
Actually, I think they were after the Beatles, or maybe right at it, right about the same time.
Anything that I want to say. I'm going to do hours a day. Broken on. James Taylor's yours is a lot better.
No.
Yeah.
I like
this thing's got tweeting up-tempo. Birds going on in the background.
It's up tempo. It's a neat song. So he turns it into. Tweet, it's tweet. Not bad, but I get tired of it. I just like this version a lot better. Well, let's see what else I can find here. Oh, let's see what this is.
Here's another thing we're going to do.
No.
What are we going to do?
That's not going to work.
You ready for this one?
Nope.
Yep.
We never.
This is going to be big.
Okay.
This is going to be one of the biggest things we've ever done.
I like it.
Okay. You ready for this one?
Gala?
What do you got?
No, this is bigger than a gala. Gala's done.
It's out. It's rest time.
All right. So we're going to have Men's Health, and then this fall, we're going to have a dance competition.
Dance competition.
I'm out. Longevity.
How long you can go?
Yeah.
Like marathon.
Marathon, that's it.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yep. Yep. We'll get all kinds of people in it.
Okay, so how are you just going to set up somewhere and do it, or are you going to do a play-by-play of dancing?
We're going to DJ it and play by it. And then we're going to give away awards.
Yeah.
So... assuming that somebody is really good at it.
It don't matter. You got to last the longest.
3 days.
We're still on.
We'll have an ambulance on.
Fonzie did it. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. This reminds me of Bobby Ports.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Oh, this is a karaoke song.
Yeah, he always karaoke this.
Stop the sweat.
Bobby Darin.
Van Siegel. Love, love,
love. We'll skip towards the end. See Brown. Does a great version of this.
Yeah.
Back in town. Yes, he does. Brad Buck.
Look how old Mackie is back.
Brad Buck is an unbelievable talent.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Democratic lunatic.
Mm-hmm.
But wait, who cares?
Yes, he is.
Who cares?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I mean, you know, who gives a crap? You got your political beliefs, whatever it is. I don't care.
He doesn't believe most of what he puts on Facebook.
I agree. He just likes to. But that guy can sing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he can. And that song, I've heard him sing it twice.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah, he's good at that. He can sing.
And his brother's good at
16 Tons.
16 Tons.
You got 16 Tons, one of my favorite songs.
Great song.
It's karaoke night.
It is.
Yeah, hey, why not?
I used to play that stuff when I DJed during basketball games. I think people liked it.
Oh, yeah, that 16 Tons, absolutely. Yeah.
Be amazed how many times people would come by and tell us.
Again.
That.
Yeah.
Damn, music's great.
And yeah, we got a brand. I might start, although I think Ryan Steinberg likes doing that.
So. Yeah, he does.
Yes, he does.
And he's a wedding DJ.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You know, 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons, a number 9 coal, and the store boss said, well, bless my soul, you know, 16 tons, what do you get?
There's certain songs that should be played at every basketball game.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hokey pokey.
I can go.
I'm with you.
Chicken dance. Kids get into it.
Yeah.
Old ladies are up there chicken and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta love it.
Was born one morning, it was drizzling.
The problem is now they worry too much about pleasing the kids. And the kids don't come anyway.
No.
They'll do the hokey pokey. They'll do
absolutely.
We got to design the come out music.
Oh my God.
Some of that stuff's so bad. It's
2 minutes.
Yeah, you can't have 5 minutes.
Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to
this. This one's my favorite verse here. The right one don't get you, the left one will.
If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will.
What a green time. Yeah, that's great.
Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go.
That's good song.
Yeah. That's good stuff, Tennessee
Ernie. That's real good.
I'll bet Dickie Bonds liked that.
Yes, he did.
He liked that stuff.
But Dad was more of a Rat Pack guy.
Yeah, my dad was too. Frankie.
He was.
Sammy.
Dean
Sammy
Martin. Davis.
Not so much on Sammy.
My dad liked crooning. He liked the crooners.
Yeah.
Yep.
Rojack.
And don't gotta play that every time somebody fouls out.
Absolutely.
You can't worry about people getting mad at you.
Nope. Nope.
But only on the other team.
Yeah.
What you say?
Come back now. That's good stuff. Week, anything?
Next week, we got to get Carrie in, probably.
Carrie Shane.
Carrie Shane.
Go to the girls.
Get Anki the week after that.
You want to get a hold of her? You got your number?
I don't know if I got her number. You got it?
I think I might.
I'm sure I do, but...
Yeah, we'll see if she get up here.
Yeah, I know good. I do, because we were going back and forth on when the girls were going to come in and record the promo for their... Cash giveaway.
All right. See if she can show up.
Yep.
Something next Wednesday. My good friend Rocker Randy Bonvillain.
Randy Bonds.
Co-host Mr. Harold Feely, one of the all-time great guys of Port Recovery.
All-time great guys.
Mm. And the owner
and up
and operator.
Oh, I don't like
and that. And citizen of the day.
Operator.
And citizen of the day.
Well, this is the operator.
Yeah, who is the operator on Andy Taylor?
Oh, I don't
Sarah.
Know.
Sarah,
give me Dumb Lou. Or, Neil Spencer.
Or as Barney always did, Juanita.
Juanita.
Yeah, Juanita. What a great name. We will see you next week on Sports Talk with my good friend Harold.
Live from the Miracle Lane.